Welcome back to my radio at stampelke.com. Thanks for joining me for my second annual Christmas podcast. This year's program includes original music and a Christmas radio pageant, with a twist. The pageant comes first and features the voice talents of Maddie Pelke, Tyler Harrison, Nate Pelke, and yours truly. Following that, stay tuned for my Fantasy on Greensleeves, featuring violinist Pedro Maya. Pedro and I made this recording at Sound of Cyprus Studio in Tallahassee on December 13, 2017. A video recording of our performance is also available on my YouTube channel. I hope to have new episodes of my science fiction novel, Project Earth, Dawn of Defiance, available for you in late spring 2018. Until then, check out stanpelke.com for several new posts and reviews. Merry Christmas, and may you have a very happy New Year.
Good morning, and welcome to a special Sunday morning edition of Bible Story Mashup! We have a special program for you today, ladies and gents. Just in time for the Christmas season, we have two guests with us today who are going to share with us about their first Christmas Eve. Now, in case you've not watched our show before, let me remind you how this game works. In a few moments, we'll bring out our first guest, who will not yet share his identity, and we'll also introduce our first contestant, who will ask a series of questions and try to determine who our first guest is. After that, we'll have our second guest, and our second contestant will join us. But first, we need to hear our Bible mashup story, which will help to illuminate our guests' stories. Take it away, Fred and Ethel.
And Jesus said, "A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell on the path and was trampled on, and the birds ate it up.
And some fell on the rock, started to grow, but then withered with no moisture.
And some fell among thorns, which choked the new plants.
And some fell on good soil, grew, and produced good fruit.
The parable is this: the seed is the word of God.
And the seed that fell among the thorns are like those who hear the word, but then go on their way, choked by the cares of the world and the riches and pleasures of life.
Such people hear, but they do not mature and bear good fruit."
Thank you, Fred and Ethel. And now let's meet our first contestant. All the way from London, England, come on out, Mildred! Hello, Mildred.
Hi, Stan.
Why don't you tell us a bit about yourself?
Well, I run a cat cafe in London with my husband and two children, and then at night it closes and it's a nice mom and pop restaurant.
Well, that sounds marvelous, just marvelous. Well, we sure wish you the best of luck today. Okay, audience members, do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time to bring out our first guest. Hey, Mildred, you may start your questions.
Well, here's my first question. Guest number one, what do you do?
I work with lots of animals. Lots and lots of animals.
By any chance, are you a veterinarian?
Me? No. I like lamb chops too much. Preferably served medium rare.
Pardon me?
I'm just not into these newfangled dieting fads. You know, paleo, South Beach, veterinarianism. They're not for me.
Okay. Well, do you have a lot of people working for you?
Our family does have several really large flocks, so we employ a few men from our village. But mostly it's me, my brother, and a couple of big dogs. You could say we make a pretty stable income.
Okay. Do you ever get to take time off?
Not often. All those animals need a lot of care and attention. They get into a lot of trouble if we don't keep our eyes on them all the time.
How so? Can you give me an example?
Sure thing. Take sheep, for example. Sometimes they borrow my Jeep without asking, and then accidents will happen.
You can't be serious.
No, I'm just pulling your leg. Everyone knows sheep prefer to drive Lamborghinis. But seriously, I don't get much vacation time, and sometimes I just feel like walking away from the responsibilities. Living it up, you know what I mean?
I sure do. It's tough to face the world day after day after day.
You said it, Mildred. For a while back there, I just wanted my father to give me my inheritance so that I could live up a bit.
Oh, I think I may know who you are. Are you the youngest brother, the prodigal son?
Funny you should ask that. He and I are pals, but no, that's not me. Sometimes I feel a lot like he does. You work hard, all the time, but it seems like you don't get ahead. Then you see other people, they're having so much more fun.
And sometimes it makes a gent or a lady just want to escape all the responsibility, all the expectations, especially around the holidays.
Exactly. It's not always easy to honor your father and mother, or to keep your hand on the plow without looking back.
Or to follow God's calling in your life 24/7.
For sure. So, on that Christmas Eve, I was determined to assert my rights, take off, and hang out with my buddies.
Did you skip out?
No, I didn't.
Why not?
My father really needed me to be up on the hills outside Bethlehem, keeping watch by night. And deep in my soul, I knew that this time, I had to be faithful to my family and to God's call on me.
You are obviously a good son.
Well, I remember the words of the prophet Micah, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord, his God. I knew I needed to be like that promised ruler and fulfill my calling to care for my flock.
So what did you do?
I got my staff and sling, turned away from the false promises of easy pleasure, and headed up into the hills.
I know who you are. And in that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them.
That's right, I'm a shepherd from Bethlehem. There's a season for everything, including for fun and games. But sometimes God calls us to be present for an extraordinary moment. If I'd gone to the prodigal son's party, I'd have failed my parents and family. I'd have missed the angel's song. I would not have seen Christ or been able to share the good news of his birth. What's God calling you to do right now? Will you have the courage to be present in the moments when God calls you this season?
What a great challenge for all of us. And great job, Mildred, figuring out the identity of our first guest. Audience, let's hear it for Mildred from London. And now it's time for a word from our sponsors. Over to you, Fred and Ethel.
Sometimes you have to hit the road.
And the journey can be long and dangerous.
But it's good to know there's a warm and cozy inn just down the road.
That's right. And ours is a very special place.
We have large, warm rooms, each with two beds fit for the king.
And an in-house restaurant flowing with the best milk and honey.
With plenty of parking for your donkeys, horses, and camels.
Just look for our sign.
Bethlehem Bed and Breakfast. We'll keep you going on your way.
Well, that's just swell. Okay, it's time for our second contestant. Are you ready, audience? Hello, Richard.
Hi, Stan.
Why don't you tell us a bit about yourself?
Well, I'm an aspiring professional football player currently playing for the Rochester Rocky Roads. Hopefully the NFL GMs listening to this show will sign me tomorrow.
That's marvelous. Just marvelous, Richard. We sure wish you a lot of luck in your future career with the NFL, and also today as you play our game. Okay, audience members, do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time to bring out our second guest. Welcome, guest number two.
Hi, Stan.
Okay, Richard, you can start your questions.
So do you work with animals?
Not exactly, though sometimes I ride my camel to work.
Really?
Sure thing. Camels are very dependable in the desert.
Well, let's see, deserts? Are you from Arizona or Nevada, or maybe Lower Alabama?
No, I'm from Greater Nineveh.
Wow, that's a long way from Tallahassee. What do you do there?
I manage a large international trading company. We specialize in the import and export of luxury items.
Huh, like the Tesla Model 3 or virtual reality goggles or tickets to Super Bowl 52?
Not exactly. More like gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I'm also something of an amateur astronomer. Sometimes my wife has to tell me to get my head out of the clouds.
So what's your story and what brought you here today?
Well, several months before Christmas, I was working late one night, studying the heavens and watching for signs, when a brilliant new star suddenly appeared. Its red and golden light spread across the sky and seemed to point toward Israel.
That sounds spectacular.
It really was. It was beautiful. I'd never seen anything quite like it before.
Well, what does it mean when a new star like this appears?
It usually means some important event is about to happen, and this time, I felt like God was calling me to follow it. But that would mean taking a lot of time off from work, and the cares of the world kept calling me to stay home and stick to my business.
You can't take time off now, Dad. Our customers expect your personal attention during the holidays.
Hello? Hello? Yes, I'm trying to reach customer service. I have a complaint about my last order of frankincense.
Sir, you've been talking about visiting the branch offices for the past year. Can we really afford to put that off for another 6 months? You know, Dad, the last time you took off on one of your extended astronomy trips, we missed out on that really important business deal in Babylon.
Dad, the neighbors already think you're too heavenly-minded.
Sir, you have 6 appointments in the next week that I cannot reschedule. And if you miss your dental appointment, they'll make you wait 6 months before they see you again.
No, I'm sorry. We're completely booked for the next 6 months, unless you can come in on July 4th at 6:30 a.m.
Dad, don't forget, the Nineveh Stargazers Association asked you to volunteer on that new fundraising committee this month.
We thought you could work on the crowdfunding campaign, update our website, and spread our fundraising messages on all of our social media platforms.
Dad, you've got those replacement telescope parts arriving next week. None of us will know whether they are the right ones or not. You simply cannot go.
Sir, some of your board members already think that you spend way too much time on your hobbies. You just cannot make that trip right now. Not during the middle of the holiday shopping season.
Hello? This is ridiculous. I've been on hold for 15 minutes. You know, you're not the only place where I can buy myrrh.
And who will feed your camels?
Wow, you must really lead a busy life.
That's for sure. So it would have been foolish for me to travel at that time. Maybe I misunderstood God's word.
But you did go, didn't you?
I sure did. And God was faithful. It was the best moment of my life.
Why? What happened?
I ended up meeting some other travelers on the road who were following the star. And when we arrived, we found the Holy Family and the Christ child. And his parents welcomed us into their home and we honored him and opened our gifts.
I got it. You're one of the wise men.
That's me. And if I had not been obedient to the word of God, I would have missed out on that amazing blessing. The concerns of the world must take a back seat in our lives when the Lord wants to do good work in us or through us.
Thank you, Mr. Wiseman. Audience, let's wish Richard and the Wiseman a very Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Well, you've been a great audience today for Bible Stories Mashup, but we've reached the time when we must sign off. But before we go, our producer has a final message. Over to you, Jennifer.
A shoot shall come out from Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him,
the spirit of wisdom and understanding, of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. Wake, awake, for night is flying. The watchmen on the heights are crying, awake, Jerusalem, at last. Midnight hears the welcome voices, and at the thrilling cry rejoices. Come forth, you people, night is past. Our Christ, the Savior, comes. Awake, your lamps with gladness take. Alleluia, and for his advent now prepare, and let us go and meet him there. Arise, shine, your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Are you ready to follow the light of the world? Are you ready to respond to his advent calling?
Thank you.